Your latest MFR news at 5.
Good evening, I'm Conor Gillis. First up tonight, MFR News has got the latest reaction to firearms officers carrying out regular police duties across the Highlands. Well, our reporter Brian Rutherford's with me now and got the details. Brian.
Well, Conor, Police Scotland earlier gave MFR News exclusive access to Inverness-based firearms officers.
If we're in the street, walking the street, people just think that we're normal police officers and just asking the questions like they would normally do. There's no difference if we're out on the roads. If we're stopping vehicles, we're just talking to people and dealing with road traffic matters as normal. So people don't react any differently than if we weren't armed.
And that's the message that's been given to Highland Council at a meeting today, Brian.
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear from Highland Council, but we have been taking comments on Facebook. Taking a look at that now, Kirsty Anderson posted, "I don't have a problem with police protecting us from people who choose to have weapons and abuse them." But Catherine Galley says, "That actually scares me. Troubled times when we need guns up here." I do wonder, though, Connor, if there's an issue of trust. Our political editor, Colin Mackay, has put that to Highland MSP John Finney, who's been vocal on this issue.
If they were to say we need to double the number of armed officers, trust us, you did before, and we need to understand the accountability mechanisms.
So are you saying you don't trust them?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you have to take things in trust. Absolutely.
Okay, Brian, our reporter there, and political editor Colin Mackay.